You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Two of the top 16 Miss SA finalists on the show tonight. She just met Seba. Khoti is here as well. Khoti de Tebe. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
That person I was talking about, do you know Chantal Strubich?
No, I don't.
From Pretoria. She was born with a very distinctive birthmark on the side of her face and decided she's just going to embrace this. And she has thousands of Instagram followers. So you're in a similar situation.
Yeah, right? I am.
Tell me.
Well, I grew up with my birthmark, and growing up I was teased a lot because I'm different looking from other people, you know. I mean, I walk into a room and the first thing that you see, I mean, I can't hide it, is my face, because I have a distinctive birthmark that everyone notices. And growing up, I was bullied a lot. I was teased because my birthmark, it's actually shaped like an African map. So I was called all sorts of names, from Africa to Tukala.
Yes.
I grew up tough. I grew up really tough. So I remember the first agency that I approached, because I've always wanted to do modeling. They told me I would never get jobs, I would never get booked because of how I looked. So I had to buy lots and lots of makeup just to cover it up, which I did for 6-7 years of my life.
And we need to point out that this was years before Winnie Harlow.
This was years before Winnie Harlow. Like, I've always wanted to model since I was 15. So and I woke up one day and I couldn't anymore, especially that my skin was reacting to that makeup that I was using. So I just decided I can't do this anymore to myself.
So now, if I may ask, how old are you now?
I'm 24.
Okay, so you're 24. And you obviously also entered Miss SA. Now, I'm just thinking about the process in your head that you were going through before you did this.
So weird, because I decided to enter Miss SA the night, closing date was on the 10th, if I'm not mistaken, and I decided to enter on the 8th or 9th, on the 9th.
Why?
Besides being Miss SA has been like my long time dream. I don't know, I just felt like this was the year for me to enter. I just decided, I'm going to do this. Whether I get, and it's so weird because I actually told my friend that I was selected for top 50 before I even entered Miss SA.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Good for you. So now, once again, let's start, like I asked Seba. Now, what is the ultimate goal here? What would you like to achieve if you become Miss SA?
My ultimate goal is I would really like to make a difference. A lot of people are, I want to bring difference. I want to bring change, especially to this perception of beauty. A lot of people have so much insecurities in themselves. They do not see themselves as being beautiful, because we all see this beautiful person on TV who is, or on magazines, and we don't know that, or a lot of people don't know that those pictures are mostly edited.
Yeah.
You know, you have to put on makeup to be on TV to look a certain way. But they have that insecurity because when they look at that, they feel like that is beautiful, and that's what's been put out there for them to believe that that's beautiful, and they're not being themselves. So I want to bring a difference to, I want people to look at me and say, but she has a birthmark and she is beautiful. She is a Miss South Africa. So I can relate to her.
But you must have taken a massive step here. I'm just thinking now, a girl that was teased at school, that went through all of this.
Yeah.
And one day decides to all of this, I'm entering, not my local, you know,
Miss
town.
South Africa.
I'm going for Miss SA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there must have been that one day where you said, to hell with this. I'm tired of this now.
Well,
I'll prove you wrong.
I mean, I've got a lot of no's, from castings to agencies to a lot. I remember there was one job that I actually bagged while I was still using my makeup, covering up my birthmark. And when I got on set, they asked, who am I? And I said, but I'm the girl that you guys booked. And they were like, no, that's not the girl. Yeah. So I had to, literally on set that day, they told me, no, that's not you. And I had to leave. So, So I think all those no's directed me to a yes, and this is the yes.
So you're out to prove a point here?
Not to prove, partially to prove a point.
Good.
But, I mean, I also feel like the world is evolving, you know. Things are changing. I mean, Miss Spain last year was transgender, you know. So I'm trying to pave the way and to actually make people realize that beauty comes in different forms, different shapes, and different. You can be yourself and still be beautiful. Beauty is confidence.
And both your hair is amazing, by the way, actually.
Thank you. Yes, I'm here for that as well.
Listen, we need to get pictures on, Carla. Thanks, Dean. Yeah. Listen, are you both single, by the way? Are you still allowed?
Don't you have to be for Miss South Africa?
Yeah, this is a thing. Is it still a thing?
So I was actually having a chat with one of the managers, and was like, people didn't even realize that they relaxed a lot of the rules this year. But it's interesting because I think a lot of us, when we were entering, still referred to the previous rules which had been published. But all you had to be was a South African in between the stipulated ages, yo. Mm. And it's
so you and the children one, is that rule still there that you can't have had kids?
I mean, I don't think so.
So you are both single, or are you both in relationships?
Yeah, I'm not single.
I'm single.
I'm just saying, you're sitting people here want numbers.
I've been talking about myself. We can talk about other things. Thank you very much.
Just trying to make things happen on a Monday.
You both will be worthy winners, and I wish you both the best, and I'll be rooting for you all the way.
Thank you so much.
What a pleasure to meet you two.
Pleasure to meet you too, Rian.
Wow.
Likewise.
1832.
The Scenic Drive with Rian. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.